We're missing the fireworks.
We can make our own fireworks. Dane waggled his eyebrows. Snorting, Grant rolled over onto his side. Cheesy. What? You used to think I was charming, Dane said, rolling over to face him.
Did I, or did I let you think that?
Ouch!
Dane grabbed his chest as though he'd been stabbed. Grant poked him in the cheek.
You are charming. Anyone can see that just by looking at you. It's in your eyes.
He wasn't, and never had been, immune to Dane's charm. It was one of the things that had convinced Grant to have coffee with Dane the night of the mixer. Biting his lip, Dane's gaze fell to Grant's mouth before he quickly jerked it away. Heat flushed through Grant, unfamiliar because he was rarely sexually attracted to anyone, yet so familiar because it was Dane. More than once since Dane moved to Boston, Grant had laid awake at night and wondered what it would be like to leave his entire life behind in Glen Hill and show up on Dane's doorstep unannounced.
"Can I tell you something without things getting awkward between us?" Dane whispered.
An explosion overhead echoed the thumping of Grant's heart.
"I can't promise anything without knowing what you have to say."
A ghost of a smile curled Dane's lips. His blue-eyed gaze met Grant's, earnest and honest, hiding nothing.
"I miss you. All the time."
"Dane."
Eyes stinging, Grant let them fall closed, his body sinking into his sleeping bag.
"Do you ever wonder what would have happened to us if you'd come to Boston?"
"Only all the time." Dane's nearness, his guileless candidness, the puff of his breath against Grant's face, it was all too much, and Grant couldn't resist. Wiggling forward, he curled himself into the curve of Dane's bigger body and touched their foreheads together. He hadn't brought Dane out here for this, to rehash maybes and what could have beens. He'd only wanted to get Dane out of his own head for a bit and, selfishly, spend time with the boy who would always own his heart. Resting his hand on Dane's chest, Grant said,
"I'm sorry I didn't. I was..."
"I know. You don't have to explain."
Scared. Grant had been terrified down to his marrow, fear and indecision digging into his bones. 22 years old and forced to decide if he was going to follow his boyfriend to another state or stay behind to live the life he'd made for himself. There were unknowns everywhere he looked, but going to Boston had seemed so much scarier. What if he moved with Dane but things fell apart between them? Grant would have to pick up the pieces, and whether that meant coming back to Glen Hill, heading back to Tampa, or staying in the city where Dane had made his career. 6 years ago, the maybes had all been too big for Grant, too many what-ifs to juggle, and he'd ended up choosing the safer choice. Knowing what he did now, with another 6 years of life experience behind him, would he make the same choice if he could go back in time and speak to his younger self? He didn't know. And what did it matter, anyway? Dane's arm came around Grant's back, strong and secure, making Grant feel small and cherished.
"I have to go to Boston to film a commercial for my sponsor in a couple of weeks. Just for a couple of days, maybe three."
His hand swept up Grant's back to cup his neck, his fingers warm against Grant's skin.
"Come with me. I know you have work."
"Yes,"
Grant blurted, then blinked at his own boldness. Or maybe this was just his stupid heart doing what it wanted for once.
"I mean, let me check with your dad, make sure I can get the time off."
Dane's answering grin was worth the impulsive decision.